CF United, the premier Cold Fusion Conference by TerraTech Programming. Created by developers for developers.
All right, I get the start. Well, hey, thanks for coming. My name is Josh Adams. I'm from New Atlanta. New Atlanta is, of course, the company that makes Blue Dragon. And this topic today is going to be benefits of integrating CFML with ASP.NET. And in order to do that most effectively, you're going to want to be using BlueDragon.NET. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we jump into the topic, let me just introduce myself briefly. Was anybody here at my last presentation? All right, so some of you came. Hopefully you got some great stuff out of that. And hopefully you'll get even more good stuff here. There's no overlap to speak of between these two presentations. I'm going to quickly summarize some of the things I talked about, but this is going to be quite a bit different. I'm the technical sales engineer for Blue Dragon, and I'm a CFML developer. That's my background. I've been at New Atlanta for not even quite 4 months now. So this is a new role to me. I'm one of you guys, and I love that I get to work with you guys because the CFML community is a passion of mine. I am the immediate past president of the Atlanta Cold Fusion User Group. I'm still involved in that group. I'm on the board of directors there. So I'm all about the CFML community, and I'm really excited about this opportunity I have now to work with you guys. My contact information is here. I've got cards up front. You can come grab one. And I'll be at the booth the rest of the day. So we have a booth up in the exhibit hall. You've probably gone by there already. But if you haven't, look for us up there, and you can talk to me there. I'm going to clear out of here as soon as this is over, because we've got another great presentation here that Vince Bonfanti, our president, is going to be doing. Encourage you to stick around for that. But I will go on out and then up to the booth, and that's the best place to ask me questions. What I am going to ask is that I've got a ton of slides here, more maybe than I'm even going to be able to cover in the depth I'd like. So I'm going to ask if you'd hold your questions. That'd be ideal. If you have something that just you really got to ask, go ahead. All right, thanks for that. Well, let me tell you what today's topics are. Windows Server 2003, IIS 6.0, the Microsoft.NET Framework 2.0, ASP.NET, and BlueDragon.NET. Now, we covered that in my last session, and what do you gain from that architecture? Today, in this presentation, we're going to be focusing more on integrating CFML and ASP.NET at a code component and data level. It's going to be on that architecture, integrating code. What we're not going to talk about, same as last time, we're not going to talk about Unix, Linux versus Windows. We're assuming that you're already running on a Windows platform in this talk. We're not going to talk about advantages of BlueDragon.NET on Windows Server 2003 versus Java, J2E, CFML servers. Did that last time. Again, that's what that last one was about. I can give you those slides. They're up on the conference website. You can talk to me more about that. If you miss that, you want to know more about the architecture, what do you gain just from the architecture, we'll be happy to talk to you about that. But this talk is going to be about integrating at a code level. And we're not going to talk about programming in ASP.NET. Now, that said, there is going to be some ASP.NET examples in here. We will see some ASP.NET code, but we're not going to go into depth about how does that work. We're just going to see it as it pertains to sharing with CFML and integrating with CFML on BlueDragon.NET. But Microsoft does have a session on that tomorrow morning. Don't know much about it, but it's in your schedule, so check that out if you're interested in ASP.NET programming. All right, this is something I mentioned last time too. Just want to mention this again. What about cross-platform? If I'm using BlueDragon.NET, am I tied to Windows? Well, the answer is no if you program only in CFML without using any .NET or Java J2E platform features. Your CFML is fully portable to Java J2E CFML servers. And if you were programming in Java J2E or you had CFML on a Java J2E server, it'd be fully portable to a BlueDragon.NET CFML server. So the CFML is going to be portable, but when you start doing the platform integration stuff, then your code will not be fully portable. So whichever of the platforms you're running on, if you start integrating, it's obviously not going to be fully portable. So just something to be aware of. All right. BlueDragon.NET, Okay. BlueDragon.NET implementation. I was a slide ahead of myself. Just this is what we went into in depth in the last presentation. I'm just going to hit it at a high level for you here right now. IIS web server extension mappings for .cfm, .cfc files, They are mapped to the ASP.NET runtime in IIS, okay? ASP.NET mappings for Blue Dragon are in the ASP.NET config file for .NET 2.0. That's the web.config file. You've got 100% .NET managed globalist, .NET managed assemblies deployed in the global assembly cache. That's where .NET lives. The DLLs for Blue Dragon live in there as well. And the bottom line, the important point of all that for this presentation is that BlueDragon.net runs as a .NET application. And because of that, we can do all the sharing, all the integration that we're going to talk about here. That's how it happens. That's why it can happen, and that is also why it cannot happen with our Java-based editions and any other Java-based CFML application server. All right, why would you want to integrate CFML and .NET? Well, you know, you can come up with your own reasons, but here's some that might be ones you can identify with. To leverage existing code. If you have application functionality already written in CFML and some already written in .NET, and you want to eliminate code rewriting, well, that'd be a good reason to integrate, right? Does anybody identify with that? You've got some stuff that maybe you didn't even write it, but it's .NET, okay? How about leverage strengths of each? You feel like some things are best done using CFML and some things are best done in .NET. If you want to increase your speed of development and increase your reliability of code, you want to be able to use each of the strengths there. That's a reason to integrate. Is that anybody in here that? I bet this one is something for some of you guys. Leverage strengths of team members. Anybody from a mixed team, .NET developers, CFML developers? All right, we've been hearing that a lot at the booth. This is a great reason to integrate because instead of having two sort of parallel efforts to never the twain shall meet, you can actually have your, you know, everybody doing what they're best at and working together. So we'll see how that's done. But again, that's going to increase your speed of development and increase the reliability of your code. And the bottom line for all of these things is if you integrate, you may be able to increase your speed to market and reduce your costs, right? So that's some reasons. You may have others. Love to hear what those are. All right, we're going to talk about sharing variables and objects and more, but just want to kind of lay this out and overview this. CFML and ASP.NET pages can access the same variables and objects. You can share session application scopes. This does require one setting in the Blue Dragon admin console. We're going to see that in just a moment. So you'll be really familiar with that when you go back and play with this stuff. And you can share BlueDragon.net variables, requests, and client scopes with ASP.NET. You can also access CGI data, form post data, and URL query string data from either type of page. So just as you're doing now in your CFML, you can do in your ASP.NET as well. There's no need to change code to support the sharing. CFML is done as CFML developers normally do, and ASP.NET code is done as ASP.NET developers normally do. All right, I'm going to jump into a demo now. And one thing that I wanted to actually mention back on this page here is, all right, are you guys CFML developers? Is this a room full of CFML developers? I would expect so at this conference, right? We're going to see some great integration stuff, but I really want to just point out to you one thing before moving on past this. You look here and you say, well, you know, I'm good at CFML and I'm on a mixed team and I want to leverage those strengths or whatever. What would you want from Blue Dragon on the CFML side? Wouldn't you want us to give you the most effective and efficient ways to program what you want to do using CFML, right? You're CFML developers. Well, hopefully that is something you're looking for, and that is what we want to do with our product and with our CFML support. And at the next presentation that our president, Vince Monfanti, is going to present right after me, he's going to talk about the road ahead for Blue Dragon, for CFML, and he's going to show some of the features that are coming out in our Blue Dragon 7 edition, and that's going to go to beta next month, and you can get that at that time. And then in addition, he's going to have a keynote tomorrow. Up in the main room at 11 a.m. It's the only thing going on. And so you want to be there for that, and you'll hear and you'll see some really cool stuff. And you can also get a t-shirt. You've seen some t-shirts at our booth. Some people have asked about those. We're giving those away. Sit close to the stage because we don't have enough for everybody. So sit close to the stage and you can get one of those, all right? But let me show you now this one setting in the Blue Dragon admin console. And to do that, I'm going to go over to CF Eclipse. I've got this stuff laid out in here. I'm going to run this piece of code right here. that's going to take me to the appropriate Blue Dragon admin console. It's going to give me a link to the appropriate Blue Dragon admin console. Now, I'm using that specifically because those of you who were at my last presentation, or those of you who are familiar with BlueDragon.net, are aware that there is one Blue Dragon admin console for every IIS application. So up to this point, you've had to deal with one admin console for all of your CFML applications. Well, you can have, and you will have, one for every one that you declare, that you designate as an IIS web application. Not going to go into details on that here because that was my last presentation, but if you want to know more about that, come ask me afterwards. Again, I'm going to need to get on out, but come ask me and I'll give you more information about that. But this is the admin console that I have right now for this IIS web application. I could secure it, I just don't, so I can get in here more quickly, but you can certainly password protect this. All you're going to need to do is come into the variable setting under application, and you're going to need to look at this very first line, ASP.NET Sessions, check yes, and submit that. If I were logged in after I had put in a password, it would log me out. I had to put in my password again because it just changed what's going on under the covers from a session perspective. But now, having done that, I'm able to share my application and session variables between ASP.NET and CFML using Blue Dragon. Now we're going to jump into the code. Like, what does that actually look like when I do that? Just you need to be aware when you go back and you play with this stuff that none of that stuff is going to work. None of that sharing application session scope variables is going to work until you choose yes in that option right there and you press the submit button. So that's all that was there. Back to the slideshow. We're going to talk about a bunch of things when it comes to integration. And here's the agenda. We're going to talk about sharing variables between CFML and ASP.NET pages. We're going to talk about integrating CFML and ASP.NET pages. We're going to talk about sharing reusable components between CFML and .NET. We're going to talk about other integration features and leveraging more .NET features. Now, hopefully we'll get to all this in enough depth, but the great thing is this presentation is up on the conference website. You can go download it. And all the code samples I'm using, they're up there as well. So if we don't get to something, we have to move on quickly through it, then you can download and play with it. And you will say, well, I must have BlueDragon.net to play with it, right? And of course, that's true. But that's freely downloadable from the New Atlanta website. You just go to the Blue Dragon section and look through there. You're going to want to download the BlueDragon.net, Blue Dragon for the Microsoft.net framework is the official name of that product. You're going to want to download that. Don't download one of the other versions there. It's fully functional for 30 days. And then after 30 days, it reverts to a single IP developer edition that is good for as long as you'd like to use it. So if you have questions about that stuff, let me know. But you can get all the presentation, all the code, and Blue Dragon all for free. If you have any trouble, I'm the guy to talk to. All right, let's look at some code, and we'll run this code, but first we're going to just look at it. This is setting a session variable in CFML. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use CF application to set session management equals yes. Obviously, you guys are familiar with doing that. You have to do that to use session variables in your CFML code. As this says, I would typically do this in application.cfm, but for simplicity, it's all in one file here. Then I'm simply going to set a session variable to be equal to my first name. And then I'm going to output what I set it to. All right, now we're going to look at this code in a second, but let me just go through what it's going to look like when we get the session variable in .NET. This is a very, very simple ASP.NET page. And even if you've never seen an ASP.NET page before in your life, you can follow along. I simply put the language that the page is at the top in this. This is how that is designated. I could also use VB, but I'm using C# here. And then I'm just outputting what the value of the session variable is. Now, I could put conditional code around this to make sure that this was defined and everything, but again, for simplicity, that's not being done here. So I simply output that it's set to whatever the value is. And this in C# is the syntax for accessing the set in CFML session variable. Okay? Now let's look at the reverse. And again, we'll run these pages afterwards. So I want to set the session variable in .NET. Well, the same thing at the top here. And then I go and I use session.add to add the variable set in ASP.NET with the value of atoms. That's what that does right there. And then I output what it was set to. Okay? And of course, the CFML is going to look very familiar to us. We have CF application, session management equals yes again. And then here we are using is defined. And the reason why we're using it here is A, because it's less confusing because everybody's more used to this syntax. And B, because Blue Dragon, much like Cold Fusion, will blow up if you try to access the variable when it's not set. ASP.NET will not do that. It's just going to output nothing. So we really need this here over there. We need it a little bit less. Good code practice would say we would have it, of course. So we're just going to output session.set in ASP.NET. You guys all see what we're doing here, right? Very simple code. All right, let's go to the demo. Demo number two. Well, first, we're going to go ahead and go to this page, set session there.cfm. That's the first one we looked at. Same exact code, copied over out of the presentation into the CF Eclipse editor here. You can use any editor you want, of course. I'm just using CF Eclipse. So when I press F12, it'll jumped over to Firefox. No, I guess it didn't. I'll try that again. F12. There we go. Okay. Oh, it did. It just took a little second. I'm sorry, I didn't see it there the first time. All right, so set in CFML session variable to Josh, right? That's what we'd expect. And then if we get the session var with ASPX, again, this is the same code we saw a second ago in the PowerPoint presentation. When we run that, we'll see that set in CFML session variable as set in session, set session var.cfm, that's the CFM file, is set to Josh. So access the same variable, right? And we can see the reverse. When we go to set session var.aspx, this is that same page with that sort of funky looking session.add function that they have, or I should say method that they have in ASP.NET. We'll run that and we'll see that we've set it to Adams, my last name. And we go back over here and we'll get it using CFML. And we'll see that it's set to Adams. And of course, we had conditional logic around that in that file that it would not have output anything as I don't have an else there. So we know that that's working. Cool stuff? Easy enough to follow? Good. All right, well, let me go ahead and close all these. We'll go back to the presentation. All right, just a note on named CF applications. The previous examples use CF application having no name attribute. That's something you can do on Blue Dragon. And if you want to use a name in your CF application tag, which is sort of standard CFML syntax, you can do that. That's not at all a problem. There's some slight differences in the ASP.NET, and they are truly slight. I'm just not going to go into them here. But the BlueDragon.net documentation will tell you what those differences are, what slight code changes you'll need to make there. And at the very end of this presentation, there's a link to the exact document that I'm talking about. And I'll show it up here, but if you go and you get this presentation, it'll take you right to that document, okay? So when I reference BlueDragon.net documentation in this presentation, that's what I'm talking about. All right, sharing application variables. For time's sake, I'm not going to show this, but just note that it's very similar. You've got to turn on your ASP.NET sessions, which I mentioned earlier, and the documentation has information and examples there. But it's everything I just did with application replacing session, except for, of course, you know, you don't need to have that CF application set session management equals true. You can just CF application, and it'll work, okay? You can share share request variables too. This requires no special configuration of coding of any type. You just need to know exactly what in ASP.NET they're calling the request, which is context.items, and you can share that directly. BlueDragon.net documentation for more information on that. You can share other variables. Client and variable scope. You want to see the BlueDragon.net documentation, but it requires only that ASP.NET pages inherit from newatlanta.bluedragon.cfm page. And I'll show you an ASP.NET page later in this presentation that does that. I need that for one of my later examples. It's just one line at the top, and it'll allow you to share client and variables. Scope, okay? Well, you need to know that I just showed sharing a string, but you can share complex objects, arrays, structures, and even queries. You can create these things, and you can share them either way. You can create an ASP.NET and share it to your CFML, BlueDragon.NET, and vice versa. And you want to see the BlueDragon.NET documentation for more details and code on that as well. All right, so let's move on to integrating CFML and ASP.NET pages. There are three forms of reuse possible. You've got CFInclude of CFML from ASP.NET and vice versa. You've got ASP.NET code that can invoke CFML custom tags. And then you have redirecting and forwarding from CFML to ASP.NET and vice versa. So we'll look at some of that. We're going to particularly focus on the CFInclude part here at the top. All right, so this is what I'm calling including dissimilar pages. And by dissimilar, I simply mean including from your CFML pages, ASP.NET pages, and vice versa. We'll see examples of both of those. All right, so consider an ASP.NET page that does something you wish you could do in CFML. An example, and we'll look at this directly, is the ASP add rotator, which rotates adds. You could write code in CFML to do that, but the add rotator is a built-in component of ASP.NET that you may find it suits your needs and is real simple to implement because somebody else has already done the work for that. So you can include that ASP.NET file from CFML. All right, let's take a look at that. Here's the ASP.NET add rotator. And we're going to look in a moment at this file, addrotator.aspx. It's a very simple page. It's got a form, and it's got a control inside the form. Now, this is standard ASP.NET syntax, this run at equals server thing. You just throw that on there. Just be aware of that. And then that's also going to be true on the control. You've got run at equals server. And the ASP.NET addrotator has one other attribute. This is the syntax, ASP colon add rotator, that lets ASP know that you want to use the add rotator component. The advertisement file is an XML file, and we'll take a look at that next. But that's the one thing the one attribute is what's the XML file. It's in the same directory, so there's no directory shown there. And this is what it looks like. We're not going to go through this in detail, but you'll see that there's a image URL, the place you go when you click it, alternate text, and the number of impressions means that this one will be shown twice as many times as this one since this is one. And you can create all kind of crazy ratios there, but that's what that's for. All right, now let's look at the CFML page. Well, it's one line. CFInclude page equals add rotator.aspx. Now that should look exactly like every CFInclude you've ever written with one exception. Who knows what the exception is? It says page instead of template, that's right. When you include from BlueDragon.net in your CFML a ASP page, ASPX page, you use the page attribute of CFInclude. Do we have template? Absolutely, and you would use that when you include a CFM page. You just use page for an ASPX page. So, yes. You can. Yes, the question was on our Java versions, if you have a JSP page, can you use CFInclude page equals whatever.jsp? And the answer is yes. Okay? And at our next presentation, I don't know if Lori will maybe even touch on that, but I think I made a mistake. I said Vince was after me. Lori is after me. Vince is the last presentation today, so that was a mistake. My apologies to Lori, who's sitting in the back of the room. But Lori's up next, and then Vince is up at the end of the day. Lori's going to be talking about our different versions of BlueDragon. So she may touch on stuff like that. All right, well, let's look at a demo. Let's look at this code in action. So we'll go ahead and I'll just close Firefox there. Demo number 3. All right, so first we looked at addrotator.aspx. There's that page again. Now I can run that directly. If I hit F12. This is what it looks like. And I can refresh and I'll see that, you know, the one with the yellow background is appearing more often than the other one. It's supposed to get two impressions to one of the other. I don't know how the control handles that on the back end, but that's what it's doing there. And of course, I can click these things and actually be taken out to external sites, right? But in any event, that's what that looks like if I run it directly. Well, The XML file is the same thing we saw. That just looks like that, okay? You've got the impressions of 2 to 1. And then our adrotator.cfm page that includes it. Now, in this particular case, this CFM page isn't doing anything else. Why do I even need a CFM page? Well, again, this is just to illustrate a point. You could have a CFM page that does a whole lot of other stuff, and then you just have one thing you want your ASP page to do. And, you know, an ad at the top of your page, your existing CFML page, that you just want to put a little ad rotator into would be a good example. We just don't have a big page here because we're trying to make sure you understand what we're doing. And it's just this simple CF include, page equals. And so I hit that and I get my page here. And you'll notice that the difference is only that I have the Blue Dragon debugging information at the bottom of the screen. Just a quick aside on that, that does look exactly like you would be used to seeing from your CFML application server. You got your scope variables and all that kind of good stuff down there. I've got that turned on right now, my Blue Dragon admin console. I can turn it off, right? For production servers, you'd want to turn that off. So I just wanted to, you know, show you that it's there and it's available to you just as it is with our Java versions, and as a similar thing is available from Cold Fusion. All right, that stuff makes sense? We good so far? Nods? All right, nice. All right, let's jump back into the presentation. And let's look at a simple CFML page. Okay, right? We've probably all done this to test before, because now changes. Someone have a question? Okay, I thought I heard something. Sorry. So this is a simple CFM page that we're going to include in ASP.NET. All right, it's just going to output what the time is. All right, here's the including page. Now, you're going to see this directive I told you about earlier, the inheritance directive, or the inherits directive. I've got my page language. Now I'm using VB. Previously, when we looked at ASP.NET, I was using C#. Just an example that you can use either language. Well, I've added an additional attribute here, inherits. And I'm inheriting newatlanta.bluedragon.cfm page. And by inheriting that class, I'm able to do what I'm going to do farther on down, which is use cf:include. This is able to be used because of that inherited directory there, or a inherited class there. Make sense? So I also need to use this register tag prefix namespace equals newatlanta.bluedragon and the assembly that is called at that time. And then I'm able to simply go cf:include template equals time now and run at server. So this looks exactly like a cf:include that you're used to seeing in your CFML code with two small exceptions. I've got to use a colon here between cf and include, and I've got to use run at equals server because that's what ASP.NET requires. But other than that, this is as if I were including in my CFML some other CFML page, right? All right, so we will see that stuff in a second. But before we do, just want to note the use of inherits and register directives. Talked about that already. These enable the extension of an ASP.NET page to add new functionality. Inheriting from BlueDragon.cfm page, let's talk about some of the other things that it does. It causes display of BlueDragon debugging output at the bottom of every page, including ASP.NET pages. So if you have an ASP.NET application, you're not using CFML anywhere, but you want that great debugging stuff, you can actually put that in that inheriting attribute in your tag at the top of your page, and you can get that debug information on all of your ASP.NET pages. So that can be pretty useful. It also causes the execution of application.cfm. So if you have some stuff going on in your application.cfm that you don't want to have happen in your ASP.NET pages, you need to write some conditional code in there. And that wouldn't be a big problem. You could handle that. But if there's some stuff that you're already doing in application.cfm and you want it to happen even when somebody's requesting an ASP.NET page, there you go. You just put that directive at the top of the page and it happens. You don't need to touch anything else. And finally, these default features can be overwritten, and there's info on that in the BlueDragon.net documentation. So there would be ways to do that without having to write conditional code like I was mentioning earlier. So some other page integration options. That code right there, I just want to check the time. I didn't have in here to do a demo. I may come back to that at the end, but I didn't have in the presentation to do a demo of that because I want to make sure I get to some other stuff. I do have some code that shows it, It's down here in this no demo directory, and you'll find that in the zip file, timenow.aspx and timenow.cfm. So you can run that code. I'm going to move over it for right now just to make sure we get through everything, okay? Other page integration options. Well, ASP.NET code invoking CFML custom tags. That can be done. Redirecting forwarding from CFML to ASP.NET and vice versa. And you want to see the BlueDragon.net documentation. Again, there's just more stuff than we can show you here. We're just trying to give you a taste, a flavor for this, and then we hope you'll go check that stuff out and ask us questions if you have any. We want to talk about two-way use, reuse of components. This is really big. Who has stuff they've written in CFCs? Who has existing CFC functionality, right? Now, if you want to expose that to ASP.NET pages, you can do that. Now, does anybody have some existing .NET objects that you'd like to use in your CFML pages, all right? It looks like maybe a couple of people. Well, you can do that too. I'm gonna show that right now. Both built-in .NET objects, ones you build and ones you acquire, can be invoked from CFML, and you do it using CF object, create object, the tags that you're already using to invoke all the objects that you've been using in your CFML to this point, be they CFCs or COM objects or whatever. ASP.NET code can invoke ColdFusion components, direct integration, and not just via web services. So that's just something that would highlight the difference between this and other versions of our product. Any Java J2E CFML application server would have to use web services, but because of the integration that we enjoy, it's done directly. So let me show you that in just a second. But before I do that, I want to just point out the automatic marshaling of data types that happens because of the way we have implemented BlueDragon.net. If you have a .NET object that returns a .NET data table to a CFML page, BlueDragon.net renders it automatically as a CF query results set. Now, you may not even know what a .NET data table is, but if you start working with ASP.NET and any .NET for that matter, you'll pretty quickly come to know what a data table is. It's very similar to a query, but it's not a query. But BlueDragon.net will treat it as one. So that's work we're doing under the covers. And similarly, if you have a CFML page returning a CF query to an ASP.NET page, BlueDragon.net will render it automatically as a .NET data table. And that can be processed using .NET data grids and whatever else of their controls you want to use. If you're using web services, this wouldn't work like this. So this direct integration is really, really big when you have these more complex data types that you want to share between CFML and .NET code. All right, so here's our .NET object, right? Now, you may not have seen anything like this before. It's not incredibly imperative that you understand everything that's going on here right now. Again, this code's available to you. You can dive in it, and you have questions, you can ask us. It's important to notice that we're giving a namespace of my components. You'll see when we invoke this object, we're gonna use that namespace. And the particular object that we're creating is class that we're creating that we'll invoke as an object is named speakers. Now inside of here we have one method called getSpeakers, and it does this database query. That's what's happening there. That's how ASP queries the database. Who thinks that looks uglier than CF query? Right? Yes, so do I. But that's how ASP.NET does it. Now, if you had an ASP page that you needed to get something out of a database and you knew how to write CF query, you could create a CFC that would go get that and use that in your .NET page. And we'll look at how that type of sharing works in a moment. But this is just a simple object in ASP.NET. All right, it lives in the bin directory. The bin directory is a special directory that ASP.NET goes to look at for things. This file is called speakers.cs. Now, if we look at this bin directory, we're going to see that there's actually a speakers.dll in there. I had to compile this code to a DLL. Who thinks that's a bigger pain in the butt than just writing a CFC? Yes, it is. But that's how ASP.NET does it, okay? So just be aware of that. All right, here's a CFML page calling a .NET object, right? We've probably all written code like this before, very simple code. I've gone ahead and tried to make it as readable as possible here without wrapping. We're using the CF object tag. You could use create object. We in BlueJacking.net certainly have that function. It works just as you're used to using it. So the only difference in this and what you've seen before is the type attribute. We're using type.net. You've used other types, type Java, whatever. But type.net is what you're going to use when you're calling a .NET object. Your class, like I said, namespace, we gave my components, and then the actual class in that namespace was speakers. So myComponents.speakers, that is the class that we're calling. That's the class that we want to invoke into an object. And the name for this is speakers class, and the action is create the object, right? So that's what CF object's going to do there. And then we're going to set speakers equal to speakers class, that's the name we gave the object, dot get speakers. We're calling the get speakers method of the speakers class object. And that's going to return us what the object returned. Well, let's go back and look at what does it return. Well, it returns DT, and what DT is a data table, okay? So we're returning a data table here. Now, again, we don't use data tables in CFML, we use queries. Well, we'll see that that's what we're going to be able to do right here. We're going to CF output, and we're going to say query equals speakers. Now, again, these are going to be, this variable is going to be in the variable scope because I didn't scope it. But if I wanted to, I could scope it in whatever scope. That's not a big deal. Just for simplicity, it's not scoped here. But the CF output is using query equals. So this data table that is being returned from this method is being transformed into a query for BlueDragon.net's use, right? Does that make sense? You want to see that work? All right, we'll look at that right now. Let me close these guys. Here's the bin directory that I told you about. Now, there's speakers.dll. Can't look at that, but we can look at speakers.cs. That's the same thing we had up on the screen a little bit ago. Here's all this, here's this object, okay? I've compiled that, and I have speakers.dll available in the bin directory. And so let's look at speakers.cfm. Speakers.cfm, we've got that CF object call. We're setting speakers equal to the results of the get speakers method of speakers class, and then we're going to output the results using CF output. So we'll go ahead and run that. And as it says, note that while the object returns a .NET data table, it is available in the CFML as a CF query result set. And these are all of the speakers at CF United as listed on the website that I grabbed and put in a database. And again, the debugging information is all down there at the bottom. And we don't see any queries on this page. As you're used to seeing in your Cold Fusion debug information, the queries are listed on the page. We don't see any here because I didn't query them separately. They were returned from the object. You guys like that? Is that useful? All right, cool. Let me jump back into the presentation now. And let's look at other .NET object info. It also works with a data set, which is a collection of data tables. You can see the BlueDragon.net documentation for more info on how you process that. You can call built-in objects as well. We called a .NET object that I wrote. And you can call built-in objects. And the .NET framework has over 4,500 class libraries. You can call those objects. Many offer features that CFML does not. So that can be really useful. So you don't have to go write functionality. You just call something that already exists. And for example, .NET supports config settings. And that's what we'll look at for this example here. This is the web.config file for this particular application. And it's an XML file. And inside of it, inside of the configuration parent tag, we have an app settings tag. And in that, we have an add element. And the add element has one key, has one attribute, which is key. And it's setting that key to be named demo right here. And then the value is some value. All right. And then let's look at a CFML page calling that.NET object. Well, again, it's CF object action equals create type equals .NET class. In this particular case, system.configuration.configuration settings. We didn't write that. That's built in. We're just using that. Something's built into .NET, system.configuration.configuration.settings. And then the name of this object is settings. And so we're going to set this variable app setting to settings.getAppSettings. And then we're going to output the value from the config file is appsetting.getDemo. Okay, we're asking for this app settings object, we're using the get method to go get the value of the demo key. And then here we'll just go ahead and dump it. We'll dump out settings.getAppSettings, get all keys. And we'll give that a label. So note that I'm not going to show right now, but that is here as well in my no demo directory. There's that code, and you can run that and see it work. I'll go ahead and just run it real quickly. So there you go, some value and the get all the keys, there's demo. That's the only key that we had in that web.config file. So that's just something to know about. And that web.config is here in my root directory. So what it looks like is that, just like we saw up on the screen. All right, so let me keep moving. This is important here. BlueDragon.net is built atop J#. Okay? BlueDragon.net is our newest edition of, well, our second newest edition of the product. Our newest edition is actually the BlueDragon BEA WebLogic edition. That's resold by BEA. It's a special edition of our BlueDragon for J2E servers that is a great option for BEA WebLogic customers. But our earliest versions of BlueDragon were Java products, and they still are. We took that code base and recompiled it using J#, made a couple minor changes, and that's how we got BlueDragon.net. So BlueDragon.net is built atop J#. It has an underlying reliance on Microsoft Visual J#. So when using .NET objects in BlueDragon.net, you must use the J# syntax for the objects. Again, that's for .NET objects. That's not for objects you write. When you write them, you name the methods. But when you're using the .NET objects, you've got to use the J# syntax for those objects. So that's why we use get_appSettings in the previous slide. C# or Visual Basic.NET would normally use appSettings as a property rather than as a method. So note that many .NET docs offer J# examples, and so you should rely on those when you're building your code that calls built-in .NET objects. All right, well, let's look at a CFML page with a .NET calendar now. All right, this is using CF script. Somebody asked me in the last presentation, do we support CF script? And the answer is absolutely. Now here's what we're going to do here. We're going to use the create object function to create an object called myCalendar. Again, it's type of .NET. In this case, we're using another built-in object, system.web.uiwebcontrols.calendar. And then we're going to call the init method of the myCalendar object. HTML out is equal to create object, and we're going to call the system.io string writer, invoke that I should say, and then we're going to call html.out. Here we're going to create object HTML text writer, and we're going to call the init method of that. We're going to pass it HTML out, and then finally we're going to say use myCalendar's render control method. We're going to pass HTML text writer to that, and we're going to write the output. This is going to end up showing us a calendar on the screen, right? So if you don't understand all this right now, that's okay, but what we want to see is that the built-in ASP.NET calendar object is the result of these few lines of code. Okay, so let's look at that now. Here's calendar.cfm. It's that page we just saw. And there's no HTML here whatsoever, right? We didn't write any HTML. Well, let's go ahead and look at what do we get when we do that. Well, that's what we get is this calendar right here. And if we look at the amount of HTML that's there, you know, it's a fairly sizable amount of stuff that gets written here, right? And so I guess I should put on word wrap here, wrap long lines. Right, that all that stuff right there is written by .NET from those very few lines of code that we wrote in CFML. And we get this, you know, nice, pretty calendar. Now, there's more things you can do too. There's more attributes, I believe, that you can use with this object to make it do some other stuff. But, you know, that's pretty useful in and of itself if you just need to display a calendar, right? And that's all you had to do to write it. You didn't have to do all that sort of messy HTML stuff. Look pretty good, pretty neat. You guys like that? All right, cool. All right, got about 15 minutes left, so we're doing okay on time. All right, let's look at invoking CFCs from ASP.NET. So some of you said that might be useful to you. It's just as simple as invoking .NET objects in CFML. It's direct integration, not just via web services, right? So here's a ColdFusion component. You guys have written these, right? Many of you have written ColdFusion components. Well, I'm using CF component, right? Opening, closing tags, and inside of that, I've got a CF function. Could have multiple. In this case, I just have one. And the name is getSpeakers. Return type is query. And then I'm using CF query and CF return after that to return speakers, which is the name of the query record set that I return. Who thinks this looks better than doing it in ASP.NET? Right? Yeah. I do too. That's why we love CFML. And so you can do this and use it with an ASP.NET application if you have one. And here's what it looks like when we invoke it from CFML. CF invoke, we could use CF object, but CF invoke, component equals speakers, method equals get speakers, and return variable is get speakers. And then output, so remember, it's going to return a query. So when I use CF output, query is get speakers, and then first name, last name, right? Everybody's done something like that before. Well, let's look at what is it going to look like when we call it from ASP.NET. It's going to look a little different, but we are going to have a display that's slightly prettier from this because we're using the data grid. Now, here's the directive I was telling you about earlier, and we talked about this before too. We need to inherit newAtlanta.bluedragon.cfm page here, and then register the tag prefix CF because actually, in this particular page, we didn't need to do that. That'll give us the debugging output and stuff. But I'm not using a CF colon anything here on this page. What I am doing is standard ASP, and the only thing that's you know what? I'm sorry. I think I do need that stuff there because I'm using CFC invoke. So yeah, I do need that there for CF invoke. I'm not using a CF colon anything, but I do need it there for CFC invoke. So grid.datasource. Well, grid is a variable, and I'm saying grid.datasource is equal to CFC invoke, speakers, get speakers, and then I'm going to do a data bind. That's just standard ASP syntax stuff there. But you can see that I'm invoking the CFC speakers and calling its method get speakers. Okay? Those two lines right there go and invoke the CFC, get the data, and then bind it to this grid object. Well, then I'm going to call, for my display side of things, ASP data grid. I'm going to use that object, run at server again, ID is grid. Here's my back color I want to give it, width, horizontal, align, font, all these kind of things here. The thing that's really key here, all these things are optional, but the thing that's key is ID is grid. That's grid, so when I say ID is grid, it knows that I'm getting my data from the grid object. And then I've got header style defined, all these things you can do. And then an alternating item style also is a sub-element. Back color is white, right? So my first back color is this, and my second back color, my pointer seems to have gone out, is white. Okay, so we'll see what that looks like here. Demo 6. Again, let's look at the CFC. Straightforward. It's collapsed, but there's actually code there. Straightforward CFC that goes, queries the database, brings back a data set, a record set, and returns that. Then we call it from CFM. All right. That was the wrong key. F12, not delete. They're right next to each other. So this is going to just simply do a loop over these guys, and I'm sorry if it starts going off the side a little bit there. You kind of lose a few first initials and such, but you see that we're outputting all the speakers. Okay, now let's go back over here and let's look at what ASP does. Invokes it differently. Again, these two lines here right here are what Invoke It, and all this red stuff is because I'm using CF Eclipse here, and this is ASP.NET, so it's it thinks this is all really bad CFML. One could argue that it is. But here's what we get when we run that page. All right, that's what the data grid provides us. It may not be terribly evident. I can't see it from here. Maybe from your angle you can. But the rows alternate background colors. I can see it maybe a little bit. And I could make those background colors a little more evident. Just the ones chosen are not particularly, or the darker one chosen is not particularly dark. But again, we didn't write all that HTML. That was all done by the data grid component of ASP.NET. So that's a nice option, so you don't have to write all that yourself. You can just use ASP.NET for that. Look pretty good? All right, cool. Well, let's get through a little bit more stuff in the last 10 minutes or so, and then we'll draw a winner of an iPod. That's all the code demos we have. Do have a little bit more stuff here, and may have some time for some questions before we get into that drawing, too. You want to note the data type marshaling. The CF query was treated as a .NET data table in the ASP.NET page, right? And previously we'd seen the vice versa of that. But it was treated by the calling CFM page as a query, and it was treated as a data table in your ASP.NET. So that was easily used as a data source for the data grid control, right? No problem at all. All right, let's talk about CFML code on an ASP.NET page. Won't show an example of this running, but you can place CFML code within an ASP.NET page using the new CF inline tag enabled by BlueDragon.net. Why would you want to do that? Well, you might know how to do something more easily with CFML. And do note that sharing of variable scopes is possible with inline. Well, let's look at what does that look like. Well, here's an ASP.NET page. Again, here's the stuff at the top. That hasn't changed any. This is just a little bit of verbiage. Here's what we're using. CF colon inline, run at server. And then all this right here is standard CFML. What you're telling ASP.NET is, I'm going to go into CFML, into BlueDragon.net context for a little while here. And then you tell it when you're done by closing the tag, right? So this would simply do this CF query and then dump it out. And I have that code on my in my zip file of code that I uploaded. It's right here, dumpquery.aspx. So that's the stuff that doesn't have a demo in the presentation following it, go look for in the no demo directory when you look at this stuff. All right. So here's an ASP.NET page using CF inline, a different one. This is going to use CF inline just to do the query itself, and then it's going to bind it to a data grid. So you can do the query that we have all sort of agreed is a little bit more easily done using CF query. But if you like that data grid, well, you know, here's your two lines that take your query and bind it to a data grid and then export it. Now, we are not giving in this particular case all those other attributes that we gave before, but you could put that all in there. It's just not on this page to keep it short enough to go in the PowerPoint presentation. We support other .NET features as well that we don't have time to show today. But again, check out the documentation for more information. We do support code behind. If you've done .NET development, you may ask about that. That's something that's not familiar to us as CFML developers, but it's a big deal to ASP.NET developers. And yes, we do it. You can call COM objects. That requires creating a wrapper for the object. And you can do that using Visual Studio. Again, there's more information in the documentation. Note that you can invoke J# or C# objects. If you have a Java class or C++ class, you can often recompile those. You can recompile Java with J# and C++ with C#. And the same holds true for Java CFX custom tags when used with BlueDragon.net. So you'll need to make sure those things are J# or C#. They won't Java and C++ custom tags and objects will not work directly. You'd have to do some recompilation. And sometimes you don't have the source code. But when you do, this kind of thing often goes very smoothly for you. here's some stuff I'm just going to just throw out there and I'm not going to talk about it in any depth, but just kind of to wet your whistle about what can you do with .NET. And you can ask us more questions. The guys from Microsoft upstairs would be happy to tell you more about this, I'm sure. There, in .NET, there are built-in data visualization controls. There's page and output caching. There's internationalization, mobile device support, Microsoft SQL Server reporting services, tracing and debugging. Grid view, that's a much better data grid. We looked at the old style data grid. There's a grid view now. You have master pages with inheritable page design, membership, login, personalization, themes and skins, site navigation controls and management, web parts portal, which is a portal solution, and then more. So that's just some of what's out there in .NET. All right, just want to summarize what we talked about, and in a moment we will pick a winner of an iPod. All right, we talked about BlueDragon.net opening doors to powerful integration of CFML and ASP.NET. We looked at sharing variables between CFML and ASP.NET pages. We looked at integrating CFML and ASP.NET pages. We looked at sharing reusable components between CFML and .NET. We talked a little bit about executing CFML code in line within ASP.NET. And then we talked a little bit about some of the other things that you can leverage in .NET, some of the other ways you can share. So you're free to decide the pace at which you perform integration. One thing that we commonly find that customers come to us excited about Blue Dragon for is because they've been told, you've got to move to .NET. And they're sitting there going, we have this X number of man years invested in this CFML application. And now the powers that be are saying, we've got to go to .NET. And they get all excited when they find out you can take your CFML and make it a .NET application. And yeah, that may not truly satisfy the powers that be, but it'll keep them happy for now. And so you don't have to try to take this massive, well-developed CFML application and, in the span of a couple of weeks, magically develop it in ASP.NET. You can do it on a component-by-component basis. You can never do it if you don't want to, but if you want to do it, you can certainly develop it on a component-by-component basis. And one of our biggest customers is MySpace, and MySpace has done a lot of that. They had a CFML application. They still have a ton of CFML. But some of the stuff that they felt like was maybe the most critical stuff to rewrite, they've gone ahead and rewritten in ASP.NET. But remember, Blue Dragon exists to solve problems for CFML developers, and it continues to evolve. So we'll do continued work to leverage off the integration features of .NET, but the big place for us to innovate for you guys is in CFML itself. We talked about that earlier. We're all CFML developers here. We want to be able to do more and better with CFML, right? Well, again, today at this spot in the presentation, not immediately following this one, but the one after that, Vince Bonfanti is going to preview some of the things coming out in BlueDragon.net, in all versions of Blue Dragon, in our 7.0 release that'll be in beta next month. And then tomorrow at his keynote, he's going to really hit that stuff hard. So make sure you're there. Sit up close to get a t-shirt. And then finally, just want to show you where you can go to get more information. I've mentioned the Blue Dragon documentation a whole bunch of times. Well, this is where it is. There's a link right here. I didn't actually show the URL, but you can maybe read it in that really small writing there. If you go to our website, it's really easy to find. If you get this presentation, you can click on that link. But it's called Integrating CFML with ASP.NET and the Microsoft.NET Framework. And if you have any problems or any questions, certainly come ask me. I will be more than happy to help you, and I'll be at the booth the rest of the day. My cards are up here, and let's pick a winner of an iPod. Miss Lori Pacheco, who's going to be presenting after me, and the next slot that starts in about 17 minutes. So.
Thank you for listening, and we hope we will see you at CF United 2007. This has been a production by TerraTech Programming. For more information, go to www.cfunited.com.